Auhea oko e ko ka aha, inahe kuliana imua o kea aha ho o kolokolo ki iki i hanohano o ka moko ana o Hawaii. E naoi mai, e maliu mai, i lohe i a kaleo. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye, all persons having any business before this Honorable Supreme Court of the State of Hawaii, draw nigh. Give your attention and you shall be heard. E noho i lalo. Please be seated.
Please call the case.
Case number SCWC-21-0000530. State of Hawaii v. Michael Pickle. Arguing for the petitioner, Michael Pickle, Jacqueline Dyer. Arguing for the respondent, State of Hawaii, Renee Ishikawa DeLizo. Argument on the merits.
All right, good morning, aloha everyone. Our proceeding today is being broadcast live on the Judiciary's YouTube channel, as well as on Olelo. I'd like to welcome our substitute justices, Judge To'oto'o and Judge Ashford. Counselor, are you both ready to proceed? All right. We've allotted 30 minutes for each side. Attorney Dyer, you have 25 minutes, 5 minutes for rebuttal, and Attorney Ishikawa DeLizo, we're gonna give you a warning with 5 minutes to go. Attorney Dyer, please proceed.
Good morning, Chief Justice Rechtenwald, Associate Justices, may it please the court. My name is Jackie Dyer. I'm a Deputy Public Defender, and I represent the petitioner in this case, Michael Pickle. The issue before this honorable court is whether the Intermediate Court of Appeals erred in affirming the Maui Trial Court's denial of Mr. Pickle's motion to suppress evidence that was obtained after Officer Raul Mera initiated a traffic stop on Mr. Pickle. The basis of the traffic stop was that Mr. Pickle was on the Pi'ilani Highway in Maui, northbound, and he was going to execute at the leftmost lane with the Ohukai Road intersection. And at that intersection, Mr. Pickle executed a U-turn. Officer Mera incorrectly believed that that U-turn was illegal and therefore executed a traffic stop on Mr. Pickle. We assert that it was reversible error because Pickle had not committed any sort of traffic infraction, and therefore the traffic stop was an unconstitutional seizure of Mr. Pickle. And that would be based on the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution, as well as Article 1, Section 7 of the Hawaii State Constitution. There was no reasonable suspicion to initiate a traffic stop on Mr. Pickle because the U-turn was legal. And the statute that's clearly on point here that I'd like to call the court's attention to is Hawaii Revised Statute 291C-82, subsection C. That statute unequivocally requires the government to place clearly visible signs when a U-turn is prohibited on a highway.
How is that defined? Is there a definition for clearly visible signs?
It is not specifically defined within the statute. However, just the plain reading of clear and visible to me would suggest, you know, any operator should be able to see the sign at the intersection. So
would that include markings within a lane, or does it require a, something that those road signs?
I believe it requires a posted sign. The language does state sign, and I don't believe that road markings would be sufficient. The signs would be the clear, unambiguous way to prohibit a U-turn.
Where might you pluck down a sign in the middle of a highway?
I'm sorry?
Where might you pluck down a clear and visible sign in the middle of a highway?
At the traffic intersection where people are executing the turns, and in this case, there was a sign that's at issue, a left turn only, something of that.
That was actually road markings, was it not? Or was there a sign?
There was a sign as well as road markings.
I thought it was green arrows and only a painted road marking.
So there is, in the review of the record, some inconsistencies with exactly what was said. But there was markings on the road as well as an overhanging sign. However, that sign did not mention prohibition of U-turns whatsoever. And the revised statute that I mentioned, 291C-82 subsection C, requires the government to place signs. The language is shall there. It's not may or allowed or should, it's shall.
Let me just back up a little bit. When we're talking about the overhanging sign, it would be like a traffic signal, the green, yellow, red, and a left only green arrow, right?
So my understanding would be that there was a traffic signal device, which I believe the Associate Justice is referring to, and then there was also a posted sign.
A left arrow only, something like that.
Yes, something to that effect. And so this statute is clear, it's unambiguous, and it plainly does require the government to post these signs. Pi'ilani Highway is obviously a highway, and in compliance with that statute, there were multiple signs prohibiting U-turns along this specific highway. Officer Mehra testified to that effect. However, there was no such sign at the intersection of Pi'ilani Highway and Ohukai Road, which was required in order for this U-turn to be per se illegal. The execution of U-turn, therefore, was not illegal, and in Mr. Pickle's specific U-turn was properly executed as he was using the correct lane. He used his blinker, he didn't proceed until the light was green, and he did not impede any sort of traffic. So there was no sort of exception to find the U-turn illegal in this case. I'd like to point out that there's no good faith exception to justify the traffic stop in this case either. While Officer Mehra believed that the U-turn was illegal, that does not justify the stop.
And what case do you cite for that?
In terms of cases, I would cite the court to U.S. v. Lopez Soto, a 2009 circuit case. In that case, actually, the police officer had initiated a stop based on believing that the registration sticker was improperly placed. And his belief was actually based on the training he had received at the police academy. So in that case, the court found that this was an obvious case where he did have good faith belief, as he was taught that at the police.
What about State versus Heapy?
State versus, I'm sorry?
Heapy?
I'm sorry, Your Honor, I'm not familiar.
That's the case in which this court, it was a plurality opinion, but the holding was that a legal U-turn to avoid a roadblock, DUI roadblock, does not constitute reasonable suspicion, and therefore any evidence seized thereafter must be suppressed.
I would be in agreement with that.
Did the prosecution at any point raise the possibility of there being a good faith exception here? You folks have raised it repeatedly in your briefing. I didn't see that the state had. Is that something that we can pick up at this point if it was not argued below? And was it argued below?
I believe the state is arguing that in terms of the statutory analysis, it would have allowed for the traffic stop and that the U-turn was illegal. So perhaps in the briefing, but just in anticipation of, you know, any sort of good faith exception argument.
Well, we have case law saying that if the state does not argue a good faith or exigency exception, it's not appropriate for the appellate courts to consider such exceptions. So I'm wondering why the defense is raising it.
I'll move on from that point, certainly.
Thank you.
The state cites different statutes outside of Hawaii Revised Statute 291C-82 subsection C to attempt to argue that the U-turn in this case was illegal. However, I don't believe that those statutes are applicable. The statutes cited appear to focus on traffic control devices generally. HRS 291C-82 subsection C, which I'm really harping on, is the one concerning U-turn specifically when traffic is going in the opposite direction. And that language is very clear. It's plain, it's unambiguous. And
isn't there specific language in both the Hawaii Revised Statutes and the Maui County Code analogs, both with respect to left turn onlys and with respect to green arrow signal onlys and those violations? Aren't those specific?
There are statutes addressing specifically traffic control devices and left turns and right turns, and yes.
Would there be reasonable suspicion to conduct the investigative stop if the officer believed that there was a left turn violation or a green signal arrow violation?
I don't believe so, as it is a matter of law at this point whether the U-turn was legal or not based on the statute, and the officer is incorrect on the law, that does not give him the reasonable suspicion required to be able to have pulled Mr. Pickle over.
And that's based on your position that what he did by making that U-turn, going into the highway across the doubled lines, into the merged traffic, was a legitimate driving maneuver due to there not being a sign?
Due to there not being a sign posted, which is required by HRS 291C-82 subsection C, but also I don't believe that any other statute would have made this criminal conduct.
Let's do this. If there is a stop sign, but not a sign banning U-turns, is the person able to go through that stop sign and make the U-turn?
I apologize, Your Honor. A stop sign at a intersection?
Could be anywhere. There's not a sign banning the U-turn, so you can make the U-turn. That's your position, right?
On a highway, specifically. The statute requires it to be on a highway, so I guess theoretically if there were a stop sign posted on a highway, there's no U-turn sign, then yes, it'd be correct that the U-turn would be legal.
Can't we harmonize the laws and say that, you know, U-turns are prohibited if there's a sign prohibiting U-turns or a sign mandating other traffic or prohibiting other traffic maneuvers such as a no left turn? I mean, can't these be harmonized at all?
I don't believe so. I believe that it would create a confusing, ambiguous situation if the county were to post no U-turn signs in some places, yet choose not to do so in others, but still find those places per se illegal to make a U-turn. So I think that's necessary to follow the statute 291C-82 subsection C so that it's clear and unambiguous.
Should the courts be attempting to harmonize ambiguous criminal statutes, or does the rule of lenity require that the ambiguity be resolved in favor of the defendant?
Certainly it does, and that was a point I did want to bring up with the court. I don't believe that it is ambiguous in that we do have 291C-82 subsection C. However, if in looking at the different statutes there is ambiguity in the court's mind, the rule of lenity would require the court to see that strictly construed against the government and in favor of Mr. Pickle, the accused. So I would agree with that statement from Your Honor.
But along that, I mean, sort of circling back a little bit, you know, doesn't a more specific law govern? In other words, if you have a specific law that says no left turn, I mean, only left turn, I mean, doesn't that specific law only mean that there's only one way to do it? It's solely that you can't, it's not only left turn unless I make a U-turn. It's not only left turn and I can go straight. I mean, it doesn't seem like that's a specific law that should govern.
So as to that issue, we would take the position that a U-turn is, you know, a left-facing turn. So it is a type of left turn. So left turn only does not prohibit a U-turn.
You know, I saw that argument made by counsel at the trial level. So I guess, and correct me if I'm misstating this idea, but what that argument is that you kind of make a tiny little left turn and that counts?
So, I mean, in terms of the traffic signals, you're never going to see a traffic signal like a device that allows you to specifically make a U-turn. It's only going to give you a left if it did show an arrow and not just a green light. I do believe that U-turns...
There are no traffic lights that actually have...
I'm not aware of any traffic control devices that would explicitly show an arrow indicating the opposite direction. So a U-turn is, in fact, always going to be a left turn, or at least it starts off that way. So I do not believe a left turn only disallows a U-turn. I believe a U-turn is a type of left-facing turn.
Let's say it wasn't. We had a rule in this court that said, you know, counsel can only come into court and argue before us if they wear black footwear. Is it redundant to say we have to have another rule that says no white footwear?
I would agree with the court that would be redundant. However, a left turn in my mind A U-turn is a type of left turn. It's just that instead of going into Ohukai Road in this case, Mr. Pickle elected to execute a further turn and end up southbound on Pi'ilani Highway.
And another, you know, the state has raised the position in their briefing about the Maui Code and even the HRS that, you know, you have to make a U-turn safely or not interfering with traffic if there's no sign. Do we have to show all three? I mean, or would they have to show all three of these things to make a U-turn? In other words, no sign. You're saying there's no sign, so it's cool. But doesn't it have to also be done safely?
It is correct that it has to be done safely. And so I do think in specific circumstances, even where it says U-turn okay, it might not be safe to make a U-turn if there had been impeding traffic or a pedestrian in the roadway. So specific situations, but we're talking kind of in hypotheticals at this point. And in terms of the record at the trial court level, there was nothing to suggest that the U-turn Mr. Pickle executed was unsafe in any way. The argument appears to be that it was unsafe just per se at this intersection, but that argument, I believe, fails because if that were the case, the county would have put a sign there. In this case, with Mr. Pickle, there was no evidence of any other cars in the roadway or obstructions of traffic.
Didn't the police officer say, well, the police officer was on the road, so there was some traffic. But didn't they say that it's a blind spot? You know, if you're going across the double lines, there's also a merge from the other lane, I think from Ohukai Road coming onto the highway. I mean, couldn't a reasonable officer come to the conclusion that that was an unsafe U-turn, even if U-turns were allowed despite the left only and green arrow only signals?
So Your Honor is correct, obviously, in that Officer Mayra was present at the intersection. He was going southbound on Pi'ilani Highway and he had the red light. So he was opposite to Mr. Pickle as he executed the left turn into a U-turn from the northbound into the southbound. But the officer was at a red light. I believe the officer is discussing, he testified as to the situation for cars that would be making a right turn from Ohukai Road southbound onto Pi'ilani Highway. Those cars at that intersection, if Mr. Pickle had the green light, would have either a red or a yield and would have to allow for, you know, the coming traffic that have the
signal
to go.
But not on the merge, though. There's no stop on the people that are merging from Ohukai onto Pi'ilani Highway. That's just a merge without a stop sign, right?
I believe they have a yield. And in that case, they would have to yield to oncoming traffic.
But when you're talking about sort of the possible dangers, wouldn't that reasonable driver believe that there wouldn't be people making U-turns in that particular location due to the left-only signals?
Respectfully, I'd have to disagree, especially if the court considers the fact that there were multiple no U-turn signs on Pi'ilani Highway prior to Mr. Pickle ending up at this intersection. I do believe that...
you know, the record is unclear there. On those other signs, were those at intersections or just happened to be on perhaps the medians?
So in terms of what the record states, Officer Mayra confirmed that there were multiple no U-turn signs on Pi'ilani Highway. I believe that is all that was really stated, not more specificity than that. But it is completely in line with the statute I keep referring to, 291C-82 subsection C, that such signs are required and they shall be posted whenever a U-turn is to be prohibited.
Officer Mira testified at the hearing that he thought it was illegal because it was against the signs, not because he thought the circumstances of the turn were unlawful. Is that correct?
That's correct, but there was some testimony about believing it was maybe unsafe, so I understand why the court wants to address that as well. But I do believe that if it were to be per se illegal to make a U-turn at an intersection, that a sign is required.
But the officer did not testify that the reason he pulled him over was because he thought it was like dangerous driving or anything like that. It was because he thought there was an illegal U-turn.
That's correct. It seems to be focused only on the signage.
Yeah, that's the question. It's illegal because you didn't follow the signs. Yes. And just to reiterate, the sign said left turn only, correct? Yes. So the officer's focus was on the signage, correct?
That's correct. And in that sense, I believe, you know, the issue before the court is a matter of law. It's not a factual dispute. And in looking at the law of statutory interpretation, the law is very clear that a sign needs to be posted in order for the U-turn to be legal. There was no such sign, so the U-turn was not illegal. It was legal and legitimate in this case. And everything else in Mr. Pickle's driving suggests that he executed the turn properly.
If we adopt a rule that says that because a police officer thinks that the law is being violated, he can pull someone over and that constitute reasonable suspicion, what would that lead to?
It would lead to sweeping consequences and bad public policy for sure, as our officers are entrusted to know the law that they enforce upon us.
Well, in this case, you actually have Intermediate Court of Appeals looked at these statutes and concluded that he did violate the law. So would this be a situation where the law is unclear enough that it could be good faith? I guess we're getting back to the good faith issue. It could be an objectively reasonable, although erroneous, interpretation of the law. And if so, what do we make of that?
Respectfully, I would take the position that the ICA erred in making its decision. And
haven't we totally refused to adopt the good faith exception for at least for warrant requirements?
Yes, that's correct. I believe this court has refused to adopt such a requirement.
I mean, kind of a slippery slope if we start going down that good faith.
That's correct, and I share that opinion with Your Honor. I do think it's bad public policy, sweeping consequences if officers could just think they understand the law. It wouldn't incentivize them to make sure they know the law before pulling someone over.
But in any event, we have precedent, proposal saying that if the state doesn't argue it, we don't consider it.
Correct. I did want to return to Chief Justice's question. I don't believe I answered it fully with respect to the ICA and whether the ICA, if this is, I guess, an issue of statutory interpretation or if it's per se illegal. I believe that the statute is clear, and I keep belaboring it, but HRS 291C-82 subsection C, so it is clear, and the court doesn't have to engage in interpretation of what does this mean. A sign shall be posted. However, back to Justice McKenna's point, the rule of lenity would require, if there is ambiguity in interpreting the statutes, that needs to be resolved in the favor of Mr. Pickle.
Very well. Anything further for the court at this time?
Nothing further.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Excuse me.
Good morning, Chief Justice and Justices of the Hawaii Supreme Court. May it please the court, Renee Ishikawa DeLizzo, Deputy Prosecuting Attorney, appearing for the State of Hawaii, who is the respondent in this case. The traffic stop in this case was justified because the U-turn was illegal. Defense is pointing out 291C82 subsection C in the HRS. And they agree that the government must post a sign that is clearly visible. We would argue that there was a sign that was clearly visible. That sign was hanging from the traffic light directly above the lane of travel that petitioner was in at the time of the incident. That sign said on left arrow only, and it had a picture of an arrow pointing left. So we would argue that what that is showing the driver is that you can turn left when there is a green left arrow displayed on the traffic light. We would argue that the sign is there telling the driver what to do. And people reading a sign should not be thinking, what else can I do? They are to follow the instructions of what the sign said. There is no dispute that the sign was there and that it was visible. So we have met the requirements of that subsection. In addition to this, we have to look at the totality of the circumstances for reason.
Then how do you distinguish the signs that actually say no U-turn? Because there are, you know, there's so many roads that say left turn, but then there's also a sign that says no U-turn.
Yes, Your Honor, I agree with that. We have to look at each individual road and intersection is different facts, different circumstances, different surroundings. In this particular case, because there was a sign that was clearly visible, it ruled out the possibility of a U-turn by what it said itself.
But it doesn't, that sign doesn't actually prohibit U-turns, right? It says you can make a left turn. It doesn't say you cannot make a U-turn, and 291C82 subsection C says there shall be a sign, shall place signs clearly visible to an ordinarily observant person prohibiting the turning of a vehicle to proceed in the opposite direction.
Yes, that subsection does say that, Your Honor.
Doesn't that at least create an ambiguity then?
No, because the symbol on that sign was an arrow turning left. A symbol for a U-turn is an upside down U with the arrow pointing down.
But it doesn't prohibit that. Then the statute requires a prohibition. And there are a lot of signs in a lot of intersections that say, you know, left turn, but no U-turn.
In terms of the circumstances of this particular intersection, because a U-turn is not a left turn and the symbols are different, the sign was sufficient to tell the driver you can only go left. And in addition to that, there were the lane markings. The lane marking in his lane of travel was left turn only. And as Justice Edens raised, what is the definition of only? When you look at Merriam-Webster, the definition of only is exclusively, solely, as a single fact or instance, and nothing more.
I'm sorry, did the marking say left turn only? Or did it just have the left arrow? I'm just curious.
It said left turn only in the lane marking.
It did.
Yes.
In
petitioner's lane of travel, yes.
Okay, so with
with an arrow pointing left.
Oh, arrow pointing left. It didn't, it's not the words, right? It wasn't written out L-E-F-T-T-U-R-N-O-N-L-Y. It was just the lane markings, right? Like the normal lane markings. Is there, I don't think I saw photos of this intersection in evidence.
There is no photo in evidence, Your Honor. That came up in the motion for recon as an exhibit.
Was it received?
It was attached. That was not received in evidence.
I see.
I believe the officer's testimony was that it said no left turn in that intersection. In addition to that, there was a traffic signal itself, and that was a green arrow pointing left. Under HRS 291C32, subsection 1, subsection B, a green arrow signal requires under that section only movement as indicated by the arrow. And so petitioner violated that signal by making a U-turn. And that is in conjunction with Maui County Code 10.28.040, the same type of regulation. Justice Edens brought up a question about how do we harmonize these different sections of the code and the HRS. The state delegated to the Department of Transportation and to the counties the power to regulate further matters not covered by the traffic code and the HRS. So that is what has happened in this case, that this is how we read the statutes and the ordinances together.
How do you address 291C31B, which says no provision of this chapter for which signs are required shall be enforced against an alleged violator if at the time and place of the alleged violation an official sign is not in proper position and sufficiently legible to be seen by an ordinarily observant person, which is the same language as 291C-82C. And it goes on to say, whenever a particular section does not state that signs are required, the section shall be effective even though no signs are erected or in place. So this statute says that when you have a section like 291C-82C, you have to have a sign or you can't enforce it.
Your Honor, we're taking the point of view that there was the sign, the proper sign was there because it said, it did not say no U-turn. Agree with that, Your Honor. But we do feel that the sign that was posted told the driver what movement was required. And
so basically, the state is asking us to ignore the plain language of 291C-82C and 291C-31B.
Your Honor, that 291C-82C says a sign that is clearly visible. It does not specifically say it has to say no U-turn.
It says prohibit. It says the sign has to prohibit a U-turn. It doesn't say the sign has to say that, you know, there are only other things that you can do. It says the sign has to prohibit. I understand, but that's what the plain language is. And, you know, it seems to me that if the state is concerned with that, the remedy is to go to the legislature and seek an amendment. But this is the language of the statute.
It was prohibited, Your Honor. Our point of view is that it was prohibited by the symbol of a left.
Do you at least concede some ambiguity?
2 the extent that your point of view and the state's point of view, as I'm arguing, is different, yes.
You do concede that the statutes at least may be ambiguous as to how they're supposed to interrelate?
No, because we have argued that the state legislature delegated authority to the Department of Transportation and to the counties.
And it said that the counties, with respect to highways in their jurisdiction, have to have a sign prohibiting U-turns if you want to prohibit it. For a person that's a reasonably observant person can see it.
Again, Your Honor, that's the interpretation you're making, and we're saying that no, as long as there was a sign clearly visible that instructed the driver what movement was allowed, that was sufficient to meet the requirements of 291C82 subsection C. There was a question about rule of lenity. We would argue that does not apply in this case because driving is a privilege, it's not a right. You have to go and apply and pass the driving test and get your license before you can be on the road.
So driving is a privilege? So
it is.
I understand that there's no right to have a driver's license, but there are defendants do have constitutional rights, right? To have notice and the rule of lenity is based on such rights, right? Like criminal defendants are not supposed to be convicted unless the law is clear.
From that point of view, yes, but in this traffic case, no. And we would like to please remind the court of the case that we cited in our brief, Oyadomari. Similar situation that occurred here on Oahu. There was a U-turn on a highway that three lanes, and he got pulled over. Defendant in that case argued that there was no sign saying no U-turn, but the Intermediate Court of Appeals upheld the stop and looked at reasonable suspicion that the officer had reasonable suspicion at time that the U-turn was illegal, and the fact that it might have been innocent conduct did not negate that stop. So clearly, the fact that there is no U-turn sign is not dispositive of the situation here. And also in this case, petitioner made a U-turn in the middle of the road, and that testimony came out on cross-examination that he crossed over the double solid yellow lines. In an intersection, there is no double solid yellow line, as far as I can tell, and the satellite view doesn't show any of this intersection. So what that means is...
I'm sorry, satellite view, is that in evidence?
No, Your Honor, but ask to take judicial notice of that fact. But crossing a double solid yellow line would infer that he did not even go to the stop line and turn in the intersection. He went before the stop line and made the U-turn. As well as the officer Mayra testified that he crossed over the dashed white lines. So that means not only did he turn before the stop line, he went into the outermost opposite lane of travel. He didn't go to the inner lane of travel close to the left of center double solid yellow line. And what he was trying to say was that a driver turning right from Ohukai, as Justice Edens pointed out, merging onto Pi'ilani Highway would be in a blind spot, would not be expecting someone to make a U-turn at that point.
And so my question is, did the officer testify that's why he made the stop, as opposed to, I thought it was a violation of the signs? That was my question for your opposing counsel. What did the officer testify? We're trying to understand the reasonableness of the suspicion that he had. He mentioned those facts, but he didn't say that's why I made the stop. Or if he did, please let us know.
That is correct. He did not testify that was the reason for the stop. I'm just pointing out the totality of the circumstances that he saw and observed when he made the stop. He did pull over petitioner because he at that point of time determined it was illegal U-turn.
Can we supply reasons that he didn't give in his testimony if we believe there are other reasons apparent in the record, or is that not an appropriate inquiry for trying to assess the reasonableness of his actions?
Well, when we look at reasonable suspicion, we're looking at the specific and articulable facts that were known to the officer at the time. And clearly from his testimony, those were facts that were known to the officer at the time of this stop. For all these reasons, the markings and the signals and the sign, as well as the attendant circumstances of the stop, we believe that the ICA did not gravely err in upholding the trial court. Thank you, Your Honor.
Counsel, your rebuttal.
May I?
Please proceed.
Thank you. There are a few points I'd like to bring up on rebuttal. Firstly, the state focuses on the crossing of a double solid yellow line. Hawaii Revised Statute 291C-38A subsection 8 specifically allows for the crossing of such a line if it is part of a left turn movement, as it is in this case. So I don't believe that should be an issue that the court needs to concern itself with interpreting. I do also want to distinguish Oyedemori from the situation at hand here. It was on King Street, potentially not a highway. It also concerned, in terms of the statute in ROH, Revised Ordinance of Honolulu, a statute that specifically prohibited U-turns when there were three lanes or more on a street, which is not the statute at issue here in this case. I also do think factually there was more to potentially suggest reasonable suspicion in that case. There was testimony as to whether the U-turn had actually been fully completed. The driver supposedly had backed up. I just don't believe that Oyedemori is the case to cite to for the authority here. I do, as Justice McKenna has, you know, harped on, want to insist the rule of lenity certainly applies in the criminal context. And right here, we do have a criminal case. Essentially, the main point is that drivers shouldn't have to question what sort of maneuver that they're going to make at the intersection. And I believe the state brought up that point. That's correct. It's good public policy. It promotes safety and uniformity. And Hawaii Revised Statute 291C-82 subsection C honors that good public policy. It requires the government to post such signs. And so the legislator clearly intended for U-turns to be allowed when it was safe to do so. And were they not safe to do so, the county had made a decision they're not safe, they need to post a sign prohibiting the U-turn.
What about Ms. DeLizzo's argument that the officer testified he crossed the skipped dash white line? So is that a circumstance which could go into assessing the reasonableness of the officer's decision to make a stop?
I don't believe so, as I don't believe there was any traffic infraction done by doing so. This was a left-moving turn. I've already cited the statute as to why it was okay to cross the double solid yellow. And in the same, he had the proper turn signal on. It was okay to make that maneuver.
The implication is he went multiple lanes over, and that would be unlawful and problematic if there are people coming off of the side road or off of the cross street.
I don't believe it's clear that there are multiple lane maneuvers made.
What is this about the dotted line? Is it?
I'm not quite sure as to the argument regarding the dotted line. I think the record does mention there was testimony about crossing the double solid yellow, but I've cited to the statute permitting that in this case. And as the court has pointed out, the focus wasn't these dotted lines and double solid yellows, really. It was about the signage posted, the left turn only, or something to that effect, and the officer incorrectly believing that that made a U-turn illegal when it clearly did not. And it is important that there were prohibiting U-turn signs along Pi'ilani Highway prior to Mr. Pickle executing the U-turn here where there was no such sign.
If there were facts that would go to the reasonableness of the officer's suspicion or basis for making a stop that he didn't cite in his testimony, but they're there factually in the record, can we rely on them or should they be part of the analysis?
I don't believe so. I believe the court needs to analyze the facts that were at dispute.
When we talk about articulable facts, what does that mean? Who's supposed to articulate them?
In this case, the officer, in a reasonable person's situation, it can't be...
Is it for the court to start articulating facts for the state?
No, I believe, you know, in terms of the factual issues, that was addressed with the trial court. And so what the court has before it in this case is analyzing a matter of law regarding the U-turn being legal at this intersection.
Very well. Anything further for the court at this time?
And I have nothing further if the court has no further questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you to both of our counsel. The court will take this matter under advisement.
Iku iluna, please rise. Ua ho'oku'u ia mai ne kea aha ho'okolokolo ki'ike hanohano oka moku aina o Hawaii. This Honorable Supreme Court of the State of Hawaii is now adjourned.